翻开了之后，等会我们就会有祷告。
Will you all turn to Isaiah chapter 42, and we'll have a prayer soon.
我们真是感谢主，因为每逢我们到主的面前，主的话就摆在我们面前，让我们能够思想。
We thank the Lord every time when we come before His Word, He will open Himself to us.
我们也知道他的话一解开就发出亮光。
We know that when we open His Word, His enlightenment will come to us.
但是我们更知道神的国不是单单在乎言语，更是在乎圣灵中的全能。
And we also thank God that the kingdom of God did not depend on words alone, but is depending on the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真是非常需要祷告。
And therefore, we need prayer very much.
感谢主罗博士今天可以我们一起能够来分享他来帮助我。所以呢现在就特别请他领我们祷告。
And I thank the Lord that Reverend Low is an interrupter.
我不相信他是这样的意思啊！我想，我也希望不是这样。如果这样的话呢，圣灵没有工作，圣灵工作一定是 interpreter rather than interrupter。我相信圣灵自己来教导我们。
Amen。
我们现在一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we can never comprehend your great love to us by our own finite mind.We pray at this moment, our Father, that the Holy Spirit to inspire the writer to write the Bible will likewise inspire your servant, your servants who are standing before you and this congregation. Lord, and likewise we pray that you would inspire and prepare the hearts of your people so that our hearts may be one heart and one mind. And together we may see your glory and your power and the richness and the abundance of your glory can be revealed to us this morning and through the proclamation of your word. So Lord, as we open our hearts and your holy word, may you speak to us and may Jesus Christ again be exalted and your plan of salvation be made explicitly clear to every one of us. Lord, guide us, we pray. And we need you and we confess this need before you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.Amen.
Amen. 我们现在一同来看以赛亚书第四十二章。
We shall look together Isaiah chapter 42.
我想我们就是从第一节到第九节。
We concentrate on verse 1 to verse 9 at this time.
那么我们先是读中文，然后读英文，然后我们思想里面的意思。
We first of all read in Chinese first, and then we'll follow with English.
以赛亚书四十二章第一节，看哪、我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不是街上听见他的声音，压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心，也不丧胆。直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲，创造诸天铺张群苍，将地和地所出的一并铺开，是气息给地上的众人，又赐灵性给行在其上之人的神耶和华，他如此说：我耶和华凭公义造你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保。中保原文作约，做外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，主灵做黑暗的出监牢。我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。看啊，先前的事已经成就，现在我将心事说明。这是未发以先，我就说给你们听。
Isaiah chapter 42, I'm reading from the New International Version. Here's my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the island will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, He who created the heaven and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to his people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, who have called you in righteousness, I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and now a new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you.
感谢主，我们现在来看第一首仆人之诗。
Now we are looking at the first hymn of a servant.
在开始的时候，我倒是喜欢这个我们中文的翻译，看了就是很惊奇的，很惊喜的，说看了，现在我们就能够看见这位仆人，神的仆人，耶和华的仆人出现了。
Now, in the beginning, I like to stress that I like the Chinese translation better because there is a superlative or exclamation, Behold, the servant. And it seems that this is more appropriate for this.
我的仆人
My servant
是耶和华的仆人
is the servant of Jehovah.
我们相信这是以色列民族
And I believe that this is the people of Israel.
我也相信这也是指着主耶稣所说的
And we also believe that it's pointing to the Lord Jesus.
我也相信这也是对教会所说的
I believe it's also speaking of the church.
我你我都是神的仆人
And you and I are all servants of God.
看哪，我的仆人
Behold, my servant.
各位，我们今天如果我们听见神的声音
Today, if we can hear the voice of God,
如果我们正是听见神的先知的声音
if we can hear God's prophetic voice,
如果指着我们说看啊，这是耶和华的仆人
and if God would point to us and said, Behold, this is my servant,
各位我们有什么样的反应 什么样的回应
what would our reaction be, our brethren?
我们的态度到底是什么呢
What is our attitude?
我非常喜欢在旧约里面有一种说法或者有一种表达的方法
I like to express one of the expressions in the Old Testament
就是在旧约里面说我在这里
And that is, I am here in the Old Testament.
那么我们知道在圣经里面提到我在这里呢这个字本来的意思是什么
Do you know that, when the Bible says I am here, do you know what the exact meaning is?
或者有的时候我们平常习惯的 Here am I, 我在这里各位我们记得不是当以赛亚蒙召的时候神说我能够差遣谁呢以赛亚说我在这里请差遣我
And when Isaiah says Here I am,And that is when the Lord was speaking in the temple to him.
在我们中文是四个字。
In the Chinese, there are only four words.
我在这里。
Here I am.
在英文的时候呢，就是好像是三个字。Here I am, here I am, 就三个字。
And in English, only three words. Here am I.
在本来的文字里面就一个字。
But in the original language, it's only one word.
这个字是什么字呢？
What word is that?
就是看。看。
Behold.
那么然后有一个 suffix。这个 suffix 一个字尾呢就是我因为希伯来语文他们可以把这个 accusative case 可以放在那个这个受词可以放在那个字的末了
and in Hebrew you can add the ending to it and then there will be that meaning added onto it
看我
behold and look at me
看我
look at me
这个看字就是这个看字一样的字
it's the same word behold here or look is the same word
所以当神说看啊我的仆人
And when God said, "Behold, my servant,"
各位，你我今天在神的面前说，看我，我在这里，我在这里，你愿意怎么样对待我？你愿意怎么样施恩典给我？我在这里，我预备好了，等候你的恩惠。
And today it should be our attitude that, "Lord, I am here and opening myself to you. What would you have to say to me?"
我们预备好了没有？
Are we ready?
这种 readiness 是我们今天要接受福音使命最重要的因素。
And this sense of readiness is the most important element when we receive the great commission from the Lord.
我们知道今天当我们传福音的时候，常常有人这样的问。
And today when we are proclaiming the gospel, many people have asked,
说说神在哪里呢？
Where is God?
神啊，如果我愿意找你，你在哪里呢？
Lord, God, I want to find you, but where are you?
到底他们能不能找到？
Can they find it really?
他们找不到。
They cannot find it.
因为这不是人来问说你在哪里。
It is not man who asks, where are you?
这是神来问我们你在哪里。
It is God who is asking, where are you?
在伊甸园里面，神问亚当跟夏娃说你在哪里。
In the Garden of Eden, God has come down and asked Adam and Eve, where are you?
我们应该说我在这里。
We ought to say, here I am, or here am I.
人不是来问神，让神来问我们。
It is not man who is asking God, but God is asking man.
当今天神不是问我们，神是来宣告，他非常的兴奋，他知道我们就在这里等候，说看到我的仆人了，所以我们就说我在这里。
God is not only calling us today, but he is declaring to us today, and our response should be, here am I, Lord.
我的仆人，仆人。
My servant, servant.
这个仆人到底是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of a servant?
仆人一定要顺从主人。
A servant must obey the master.
仆人没有自己的意思。
The servant has no opinion of his own.
只有听从，听命于主人。
He must submit himself and carry out the mandate of the master.
是的，我们今天有福音的使命。
Yes, we have the great commission.
我们需要等候主来差遣我们。
We have to wait on the Lord, to be sent.
说到仆人这个字眼。
And when we talk about the word servant,
今年是1983年，刚刚在200年前。
Today, this year is 1983, 200 years ago.
在1783年的时候。
In 1783,
有一个德国的学者，他的名字叫 Eichhorn.
There is an Old Testament scholar in Germany called Eichhorn.
他开始注意到这一段信息，这一段圣经里面的信息。
He was the first. He began to notice the message of this passage.
那么，然后在1892年的时候
，And then in 1892,
有一个叫 Doom 那个人呢，他就觉得特别是要把仆人的事要详细的来研究。
And then this man, he again, want to search in depth the meaning of the word servant.
那么从那个时候开始，一直到现在二百年的时候。我们知道在西方的旧约的学者就一直的在研究这一段的信息。
And since that time, the Old Testament scholars have been searching the real meaning of the word servant.
有的是正确的。
Some of them are correct.
有的可能不正确。
Some of them have misconceptions.
我想今天在我们华人的教会要重新的来注意这段信息的内容。
But I believe that we Chinese church ought to pay attention to the meaning of this word.
如果你觉得你喜欢要比较保守一点的来思想这段这一段的这个从40章到55章关于仆人的这个意思。
If you want to study this passage from here on to chapter 55, a little more conservatively.
你可以到这个 Moody Bookstore 还有九折可以打，就是有一本书，它这个这本书是 MacRae MacRae MacRae， 它有本书叫做 The Gospel of Isaiah。
Now, if you want to read a book in this bookstore here at Moody, an author called MacRae, he has a book of the Gospel in Isaiah.
我觉得他有的地方是很好，但是也有的地方。我觉得有一点解释的错误。
I believe that the book overall is very good, but there are some places still to be desired.
但是有两本书，如果我因为我知道这里有很多位是在很愿意就是这样的研究的话呢，我另外就介绍两个作者。
I know some of you who are searching. I have two additional books to recommend to you.
有个人的名字叫 Christopher North， 他在1948年的时候。出了一本书，在英文的这个读者方面是很普遍。
For the English reader, there is Mr. Renaud. He has written a book in 1948.
North, 就是北边的人 North, N-O-R-T-H 啊，他曾经这样写过。另外一个在瑞典的一个学者，他叫 Linde Bloom， 就是 Lindblom. In the Bloom.
In Sweden, there is a scholar called Lindblom. In 1951, he has written a book.
而且也是翻成这个英文。
Also translated into English.
那么这两本书到现在为止是研究这整个一段的关于仆人知识，还是 classics， 还是一个很典型的、很标准的。
This book considered to be classic in studying the word servant.
当然，在读的时候，我们还是要小心，特别是我们福音派的基督徒。
We evangelicals, when we read these books, we ought to pay special attention.
但是呢，我们实在觉得他们曾经做了很仔细的这个研究的工作。
But we know that they have done some very detailed and deliberate work.
那么为什么我要提到这些话呢
？Why do I mention this word?
因为在上一个世纪的时候，在德国一个 evangelical 的 scholar， 一个福音派的学者。
In the last century, there was an evangelical scholar.
他的名字叫 Franz， 好像 France 这个 Franz 啊，底下。Franz Deluge 有一个，他曾经对这方面有很多的研究。
There was an evangelical scholar called Frank who spent a lot of time in doing study in this area.
Franz 是他的这个是 first name， the last name 是 Deluge 或者 Deluge， 不同的读法。
Deluge or Deluge。
那么他就是提了一件很重要的事，我现在所要跟各位一同交通的。
He mentioned one point very important, which is I'm going to bring to you this morning.、Right、
他的这个名字就是 Pyramid Theory， 金字塔的理论。金字塔。Pyramid.
Okay. He coined this phrase called the Pyramid Theory. Pyramid Theory.
就是金字塔的这个理论。
And that is the pyramid, you know, in Egypt, the pyramid theory.
金字塔呢，因为金字塔范围又广又高，这样的一个金字塔的这个形状。
Now you know the pyramid is the base is very broad and yet it's very pointed and toward a consummation.
他说到这个仆人，我们应该怎么解释仆人呢？他就说用金字塔来做比方。
Now how do we explain the word servant? And he used this symbol, a pyramid, a figure of speech to explain the meaning of servant.
是有两个金字塔，一个倒过来，一个正面，一个正的，这样的，一个是金字塔是这样倒过来的。
Now there are two pyramids. One is up, right side up, then the other one is reverse.
他的意思就是说，神的仆人一开始是以色列众人。
God's servant when it begins is the people of Israel on top.
因为我们知道，在创世纪第十二章里面，亚伯拉罕得到神的应许，应许他说，你和你的家就是一定是要繁荣，而且别的人万族都因你得福。
Now we remember that in Genesis chapter 12, when God promised Abraham that you and your family and your descendants would be prospered.
因为这位耶和华神，他是耶和华神，是亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，也是雅各的神。
Because this God of Israel is a God of Abraham, and a God of Isaac, and a God of Jacob.
那么然后呢，我们知道在这个雅各以后叫以色列了，就十二个支派。
And then we all remember that after Jacob, Israel has 12 tribes.
那么我们知道整个以色列民族都是在神的拣选里面。
And we know that all 12 tribes are the chosen people of God.
但是曾几何时，没有过多久的时间，我们知道以色列人慢慢的就离开了神。
But we also know that before too long, all 12 tribes drifted away from the Lord.
神觉得非常的失望。
And God was very disappointed.
所以结果神他就只能够单单要祝福恩待一些少数的人。
And for this reason that God is blessing some of the remnants.
特别是在第八世纪，就主前第八世纪的这个先知呢，他们就特别早懂神的审判。
And before 8th century BC, God was speaking to the prophets to warn against the people.
我们知道这个审判是从神的驾起手。
And we know that God used judgment to warn them.
就是从他的驾起手，从他的驾开始。
Start with in their household.
那么我们就知道了，结果呢，在审判之余呢，就是为余数 the remnant idea.
And after the judgment, there was the remnant of Israel.
那意思就是说，只有少数的人，他们还是敬畏神，他们还是始终如一的在神的面前谨慎而且敬虔的时候。
In other words, there was only a small group of people that really fear God and keep God and live the way that according to God's purpose.
那么这些榆树，所以这个金子它本来是那么广，慢慢慢慢越来越窄，越来越窄，越来越窄，这样窄下来。
And so the pyramid is this, that the big multitudes of people on top, but then gradually, because the only a small remnant left.
那么所以在这个旧约的先知里面有很重要很重要的意思。
In this sense, in the Old Testament, this is very significant.
因为这个榆树啊，要成为以色列民族复兴的核心 ，the nucleus of restoration.
Now, this remnant became later on the restoration of
nucleus
of restoration.
那么，所以就是以后就越来越窄，越来越窄，窄到一个最末了，就是好像成为一点了，就是成为一个人了。The remnant of remnants 是谁呢？在新约里面我们就知道就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And now from this great multitude of Israel, and then finally came down to the real pointed way, the remnants, and we know in the New Testament, it is the Lord Jesus Christ.
神只有一个儿子。
God has only one son.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
但是在十字架之后神就有很多的儿子 But, 你我都成为他的儿子。
And after the cross, then there were many sons and you and I are included
to be the children of God. 所以就从一点从一个尖顶这越来越广越来越广越来越广越来越广。
And therefore from that one point, to one remnant, and then it spreads out wider and wider and wider.
耶稣基督他还有这样一个理想，他说在他没有来以前，一定要把福音传遍普天下。
And the Lord Jesus has an idea to pass on to us before his coming again, that all nations, the gospel will be preached unto all the earth.
因此我们在这个神国的扩展的计划里面，你我有一个很重要的角色，而且有很重要的使命。
For this reason, that in the expansion of God's kingdom, we have a very important place to play.
所以我们就能够看到这个仆人是谁呢？
Who is this servant?
我们知道这是以色列民族。
We know that it's the people of Israel.
以色列人的民族当中，我们余数的余数就是主耶稣基督。
And the remnants of Israel is the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为救恩是从犹太人那里出来的。
Because salvation is coming from the Jews.
那么然后我们就知道，不单是指的主耶稣基督，也指的历代的教会，甚至今天你我也是在仆人的这个团体里面。
And now we understand that this meaning is not only limited to the Lord Jesus Christ, but include all the redeemed people of the Lord Jesus Christ.
教会是仆人的团体的 a servant community.
The church is a servant community.
但是我们在没有想到这个，我们说教会是一个圣约的一个 covenant community, 是圣约的团体。
The church is a holy covenant community.
我们也想到这个教会呢，也可以说是一个 remnant community, 因为这是余数，我们都是余数。
And we also understand that the church is a remnant community.
我们也知道教会是一个 messianic community, 是这个弥赛亚的团体，因为主耶稣基督他是弥赛亚，你我我们都有弥赛亚的使命。
And we also know that this is a messianic community because we all carry out the messianic mandate in the world today.
看到我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的。
And behold, here's my servant, whom I uphold, and in whom I delight.
昨天我曾经提到过，这也是一些所谓圣约的 covenant terminology。是圣约的那个名词。
Now, yesterday I also mentioned that these are particularly covenant terms.
拣选是立约的这个名词。
Election is a covenant word.
扶持也是立约的名词。
Uphold is also a covenant word.
我们记得昨天提到这个爪子，把它抓起来，灵，这些都是跟扶持是一个字。
Grasp or to get hold of are also a covenant words.
意思就是说，为什么这个仆人要被神所拣选，被神所扶持呢？
The meaning is, why did God choose us to be servants?
拣选为侍奉 ,election for service.
Election is for the purpose of service.
但是啊，底下我们就知道说心里所喜悦的。
But it is something that delight in his heart.
是的，是神所喜悦，这个仆人是神所喜悦。
The servant ought to be pleasing in the sight of God, in the hearts of God.
是的，神要用一个人，要用一个仆人，必须是神所喜悦。
Yes, when God uses a servant, that servant must please the Lord, must please the Lord.
让主的心得到满足。
We ought to satisfy the heart of the Lord.
各位，我们要做福音的工作。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to do work, the work of the gospel.
如果我们要承受福音的使命。
If we want to receive to carry out the mandate of the gospel,
我们必定要得到神的喜悦。
We must please the Lord first of all.
我们必须让神对我们满意。
We must seek the satisfaction of the Lord toward us.
如果神不满意，我们就不能做他的工作。
If the Lord is not satisfied, we cannot do His work.
仆人一定要明白主人的心意。
The master must understand and realize the purpose of the master.
然后才能够把主人所命令的那个照着主人的意思做出来。
And then we can carry out the command of the master.
怎么能够达到这种地步呢？
How can we reach to that point, that stage? We ought to be completely obedient.
只有当顺服的时候，
only when you are obedient,
然后神就装备他的仆人，
then God will equip his servant.
我将我的灵赐给他，
and I will fill him with my spirit.
于是我们就立刻想到在新约里面怎么样应验在主耶稣基督的身上。
And then immediately we are reminded how it was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当耶稣基督受浸从水里面出来的时候，
and when the Lord Jesus came out from the water at the baptism,
有天上的声音，
and we heard the voice from God.
这是我所喜悦的，这是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
而且我们也知道圣灵好像鸽子一样就降在他的身上。
And we know that the Holy Spirit is like a dove descending upon him.
我想这是一幅最完美的最好的图画。
And to me, this is the most complete and most beautiful picture.
鸽子在羔羊上。
It's a dove on top of a lamb.
我们知道主耶稣他是神的羔羊。
We know that the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.
我们也知道因为他是羔羊，他完全的顺服，好像我们明后天想到在以赛亚书53章里面，他是一个很顺命的、很柔顺的羊羔。
Now, in a couple of days, we'll study Isaiah 53. He was a completely complete obedient lamb.
鸽子在羔羊上。
The dove on top of the lamb.
或者说鸽子在降在这个羔羊的身上。
Or the dove descended upon the lamb.
各位，你我也是这样。
You and I should be the same.
我们需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵无限的能力。
We need the infinite power of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道传福音的重要。
We know the importance of preaching the gospel.
我们也明白福音的使命。
We also understand the Great Commission.
除非圣灵在我们身上。除非也 accept.
Unless we have the Holy Spirit in us,
我们不会做传福音的工作。
We don't know how to preach the gospel.
耶稣基督不是很清楚地讲，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，到处都要为主做见证。
Didn't Jesus say that when the Holy Spirit is descend upon you, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is upon you?
是的，我们需要有这样的装备。什么装备呢？是圣灵给我们装备。
Yes, we ought to be so equipped and equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他必将公义传给外邦。
And he spread righteousness and justice to the nations.
这个公义这个字是很难翻译的字。
This word justice or righteousness is very difficult to translate.
因为这里面有很多很丰富的意思。
And there is a very rich meaning encompassed in this word.
因为在旧约里面讲到神的公义有两个主要的字。
Because in the Old Testament, when we talk about justice, there are two words to express it.
有的时候我们中文就一个反公义，一个反公正，一个是 justice， 另外就是 righteousness.
In Chinese, we translated justice and righteousness.
那么这里呢，就特别是 righteousness。如果我们把字音读出来，就是米示巴。我们记得不是在这个巴勒斯坦有个地方叫米示巴吗 ？Mishpa， 它就是在这个就是公义的字。
Now, down here, the word means righteousness. Mishpah, there's a place in Palestine that is the same word.
所以啊，经过那么久的时间的学者的研究，对这个字有不同样的翻译。
And through the years of scholarly study, and there is a difference of translation to this word.
有的人就是直接的反公义。
And some people just strictly translated into righteousness.
我又非常欣赏我们中文的翻译，因为中文就叫公理，意思就是公义的道理了，好像有多少有这样的意思在里头。
I appreciate the Chinese translation is the righteous word or road.
因为这个字也可以翻成一个就是说律法的意思。
Because this word also can be translated as law.
请各位不要误会，你想到律法，马上就想到在新约里面保罗说的律法。
And now, when we talk about law, we immediately associate with what Paul said in the New Testament about the law.
其实，到底律法是什么？
What is the law?
我们一直对这个法律法是一个很反面的观念。
When we hear the word law, we have a very negative feeling.
但我所知道的，在旧约里面，律法是神的启示。
From my understanding, the word law represents the God's revelation in the Old Testament.
不但是 Old Testament, 而且整个的表明这个神他的整个的启示。
Include the whole revelation of God.
我相信这个律法在旧约里面所指定的，就是表明神的训诲 instruction and teaching 是神的教训，而且可以说这是神的心意。
Now, this word law is the full revelation of God, His instructions and His teachings.
有的人他把这个公理呢，英文翻成 true religion, 这种真正的信仰或者真正生命的道理。
Some people translated righteousness, it is true religion.
求主能够帮助我们，让我们要传全备的救恩的福音。
And may God help us that we may preach the full gospel.
是的，我们应该要把神的心意表达出来。
We have to transmit the mind of God to others.
要把公理要传给外邦。
And we preach justice to the nations.
那么这个外邦让我们能够想到，这是一个很重要的一个字眼。
Now Gentiles or nations is a very important word to us.
因为我们知道以色列人呢，他们对外邦人本来是有成见的。
We know that the Jews, they have prejudice against Gentiles.
这是他们的错误。
That is their mistake.
因为神要叫他们要把福音带出去。
Because God wants them to bring the gospel to other nations.
因为事实上这一段信息我认为是非常好的在旧约里面的拆传的信息。
And because I believe it is the most beautiful mission message in the Old Testament.
我们华人教会很喜欢用以斯帖记当作这个拆传的经文。
Many Chinese like to use the book of Esther as a mission message.
那我觉得这是很好的，但是我觉得不够。
I believe this is very good, but not sufficient.
可能这是我们华人教会的这个解经的问题。其实以斯帖记里面非但没有这个拆传工作的意向，而且相反的是一种非常狭窄的这种民族主义啊。甚至马丁路德说，以斯帖记应该把它扔到垃圾桶里面了，因为那里面的信息太狭窄了。
Now, actually, we Chinese perhaps have a problem with hermeneutics in interpreting the Bible. Actually, the book of Esther has no message for mission because it is very racist in its emphasis. It's very narrow in perspective.
当然，我意思也不是说马丁路德这样说一定是对的。
Now, Martin Luther, he suggested that book should be thrown out from the Bible. And I don't mean that I agree with him.
因为事实上，在第二次世界大战的时候，纳粹让这个集中营的人可以读圣经，就是以斯帖记不能读啊，因为以斯帖记人家就说这个哈马就是希特勒。
In World War II, Nazi Germany, they can read the whole Bible, but not the book of Esther because that Haman is symbolized as Hitler.
但是至少在以斯帖记我们能够看到一件很清楚的事实。
But we can see one very important fact in the book of Esther.
就是神的安排。
It is God's arrangement or God's will.
Providence 是神的安排，因为神这样安排，所以我并不是说我们不能够用以斯帖记来讲拆传的信息。
Now, for this reason, I'm not saying that we ought not to use the book of Esther for missions.
但是这不过是次要的，最主要的在这里。
If any significance at all would be only secondary, the most important is here.
在旧约的信息，拆传的信息，我看第一篇的信息应该在创世纪第十二章。
And to me, the most important message for missions in the Old Testament is the 12th chapter of Genesis.
神给亚伯拉罕说：“你要去，要去。” 到我所指示你的地方去。
And God told Abraham, He said, "Go and go to the place where I sent you to go."
我想第二篇的信息应该在出埃及记第十九章，神告诉他们说，你们要成为祭司的国度，你们要成为圣洁的国民。
And I believe in the second passage, then will be in Exodus chapter 19, that you ought to be a kingdom of priests and you ought to be a holy people unto me.
我看在第三篇的信息应该在这里了。
And then the third message ought to be here.
因为他在这个第六节怎么说呢？他说：“我要使你做众民的中宝，做外邦人的光。”
And down here in verse six,
the last part.
I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles.
是的，我们需要神这样的那个来领导我们，让我们看清楚，在这个时代里面，我们有的福音的使命。
So we all.To let God to lead us to see the needs of this generation.
那么我们在第二节里面说，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不是街上听见他的声音。
And down in second verse, he said he will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the street.
很奇怪，根据我们所了解的，这个传福音应该是大声疾呼的，喊大的布道会。但是呢，在这里面让我们看到不是这样。
Now, to our surprise.We thought that when we proclaim the gospel, we ought to yell and shout on the street. But down here, it says that he did neither shout nor cry.
他是温温和和的，要把福音带出去。
He was very gently and tenderly carry out the mandate of the gospel.
压上的芦苇他不折断，江场的灯火他不吹灭。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff.
我们知道他是很温和的。
We know that he was very kind.
他需要来帮助那些痛苦的人。
And he is stretch out his hand to the needy.
对于一些失望的人。
And to those who are hopeless.
这就是福音的内容。福音就是要给那些人。
And now the content of the gospel is for this kind of people.
无怪乎我们记得在以赛亚书六十一章里面主耶稣他所说的话。
And we remember that in the 61st chapter of Isaiah, we have this word.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息，或者说传福音给贫穷的人，或者谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩典。
Now down here in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom for the captives and release the prisoners.To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
我们记得主耶稣他在拿撒勒的会堂第一次传道的时候，他就用这段圣经来表明他仆人的身份跟仆人的工作。
We know that the Lord Jesus used the same passage when he proclaimed for the first time in Nazareth in the synagogue.
这应该也是我们的信息，也是我们的工作，也是我们的身份。
Now this ought to be our message, our work, and our purpose.
压伤的芦苇
，at the broken wheat.
芦苇是很脆弱的。
The wheat is very, very fragile.
很容易弄破。
Very easy to break.
但是它不折断。
But he won't break it.
这个江场的火，这个火快要滴下来，都已经要毁灭了，但是它不吹灭。
But the smoldering wick is very weak, but he would not blow it out.
我们多么需要有这样传福音的心智。
How we ought to have this kind of mindset.To preach the
当然我们应该要宣告人的罪。
We have to to make known the sins of the people.
当然我们应该说明这个救恩到底怎么样，当人悔改了之后才能够蒙受。
And we also have to explain how they can become Christians in the process about their sins.
但是我们多么需要做医治的工作。
But we have to do a lot of healing.
我们知道在旧约里面呢，这个医治这个字跟救恩跟这个拯救是一样的字，而且很多的时候一起用。
And now we know the word healing and salvation in the Old Testament, they are synonymous and they are interchangeable.
我们记得在出埃及记不是在十五章里面当这个麻辣的水把苦的变成甜的，然后耶和华就说我唯有我耶和华是医治你的，其实可以这样放，我耶和华是拯救你的。
Now in the 15th chapter of Exodus, and we know that in Mala, you know, the water turned the bitter water into sweet water, and he said, I, the Lord, will heal you, but the same word can be used for salvation.
是的，我们相信我们要做传福音的工作，我们自有这个医治的工作。
Yes, when we proclaim the gospel, we have a ministry of healing.
我们也知道神没有叫天使叫我们，叫我们这些蒙恩的人来做这样的工作。
Now God has not called the angels to do the work, but to call those of us who are redeemed to carry out this purpose.
要我们用温柔的手来包裹破碎的心灵。
And use our tender hand to touch the wounded hearts.
是的，我们需要做医治的工作。
Indeed, we have to, to do the healing work.
但是这不是一件很容易做的事情。
But this is not an easy task to
carry out. 很容易失望。
Very easy, easily to be disappointed.
很容易灰心而且上当。
And very easily to be discouraged and lose heart.
我觉得在这个仆人这诗歌里面是非常美的文体，非常美的文字。
When I read this, in this hymn of servants, I find the language is most beautiful.
灰心这个字呢？
The word discourage
就是吹灭，就是火不要吹灭的吹灭。
That word discourage is snuff out, you know, blow out means.
上当这个字呢？
And lose heart
就是不要就折断的字。
And that is the broken wheat and break.
他就起初讲压伤的芦苇，不要折断。那么然后就是讲到江场的灯火不要吹灭，然后他就把吹灭跟那个跟这段呢就把它倒过来用灰心跟上当。
Now a bruised wheat it will not break, and a smoldering wick it will not snuffer. And then when he turned around, he used the word discourage and lose heart to express.
神的仆人不能灰心。
And God's servant cannot be discouraged.
我们传福音的工作不能灰心。
And when we proclaim the gospel, we cannot.Be discouraged.
当我们来承受福音的使命，我们不能够轻易的灰心。
And when we are receiving this mandate to proclaim the gospel, we cannot afford to lose heart.
是的，我们一定会有很多的艰难，我们一定会有很多的失败。但这个仆人正是主耶稣基督一样，他就是一定不灰心，他一定不上当，他一定不放弃。
Indeed, we have a lot of problems when we proclaim the gospel. We face a lot of difficulties, but as servants, we ought not to lose heart and discourage as did the Lord Jesus Christ.
前天晚上到罗文博士在讲的时候，我心里面正是有这样的共鸣。
The other night when I heard Reverend Low preach, and I have the same, I echo with what he said.
当他很感慨地说，他说中国的 Billy Graham 在哪里呢？我心里面就正一正，是的，我们中国哪里有 Billy Graham？
And when he said, where are the Billy Grahams of China? And
我心里面就觉得，真是我们为什么我们中国就没有 Billy Graham 呢？
Why is it in my heart said yes? Why don't we have a Billy Graham?
但是我们在中国有宋尚杰。
But we have a John Song.
我们只在中国的这个教会的历史里面有一些布道家。
And we have some great evangelists.
他们做了很成功的工作。
They have done a very successful work.
我心里面在这样想：今天我们的中国，我们的华人教会需不需要 Billy Graham？
And well, then I asked the question: Do we need a Billy Graham for the Chinese?
笼统的来讲，我们需要 Billy Graham. 中国需要有中国的 Billy Graham.
Generally speaking, Chinese need a Billy Graham.
第一个问题就是说，我们今天需不需要 Billy Graham？
But the first question is, do we really need a Billy Graham？
我几乎很大胆地说，我们今天华人的教会不需要 Billy Graham。
But I can boldly say that we don't need a person like Billy Graham。
譬如说，假如 Billy Graham 是在中国大陆的话
，If Billy Graham were to be in China today，
他有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
第一个可能他是被劳改关在监牢里面。
And the first one, it will be sent to the labor camp and be corrected.
虽然他有那么大的号召力，他讲到的时候有那么多人的信主，但他传福音的机会没有了。
And even though that he has great attractions and he can bring great results, but when he is in prison, he can do nothing.
另外一个可能，他就是要适应这个三字的那一种的这个政策，要完全的来照着这样来做。
Well, another possibility that he has to cater to the principle of the three-cell patriotic movement.
我几乎想到，如果 Billy Graham 他真是在中国的话，他很可能不是劳改，而他跟做三字的领袖，很有可能。当然，我这是随便说说。因为他去年到苏联的时候，他所说的那些话，很容易他是会这样做。
From the word that he said in Russia last year, that for my conjecture, absurd conjecture, that he either be in prison or he will be a leader of the three-cell patriotic movement.
但是我自己个人真是感觉到，今天在大陆福音是在谁的那里传的？好像在这里一样，不喧哗，不扬声。也不是街上听见他的声音，我们感谢主，因为主就这样的奇妙，他没有叫 Billy Graham 在中国大陆，他叫很多很多很多的人，他们有福音的托付，他们有福音的使命，他们做福音的工作，他们在主的面前成为忠心的仆人。
But the gospel is being spread in China now. It is done by many, many and numerous people who will not shout.Nor cry or raise their voice in the street.
如果中国的 Billy Graham 是在自由的世界，怎么样情形呢？
If the Chinese Billy Graham in the free world, what kind of condition would it be?
如果是罗文牧师，他是一个很大的布道家，我在假如，我不是捧你啊。
If Reverend Lowe is a real great evangelist now,
所以他的这个机构叫做罗文啊，就是 Eddie Lowe Evangelistic Association. 如果这样的情形，你看中国的教会，罗文布道会，人家一定对这个罗文觉得这个人简直是不行，怎么把他名字做这个布道会的名字？但是在西方没问题。
Now, if this is the Eddie Lowe Evangelistic Association, then to many Chinese minds, that cannot never be. How can this man be the center of attention in? And I thank God that in the Western world, there is a Billy Graham.
他有很多成功的地方。
He has a lot of success in many areas.
他实在是被神所使用。
He is greatly used by God.
但是除了这些以外，我们也可以看到他其他成功的因素。
But we can also see the elements contributed to his success.
因为他的工作，他的布道的 English speaking, 今天英文是全世界通用的。如果我们华人我们的中文能够更普遍的，因为我们华人的人口已经到了那么多的人数，将来我想神不但是给一个 Billy Graham, 我想给很多的 Billy Graham, 为的叫全世界的人都能够听见用中文所传的福音的信息。
Now, because Billy Graham is using a language, English is a common language of the world, for this reason that God has chosen him. Now, until the Chinese become a prevalent language of the world, and I believe at that time, God will raise a Billy Graham.
而且我也知道，当然 Billy Graham 他的工作 organization 很重要， mass media 很重要，大众传播这个组织很重要，还有一个因素。是在 third world 的其他的国家里面有一种所谓 colonial mentality 呀，觉得好像讲英文或者这个西方来的好像师傅高一点的样子。
Now, of course, the mass media and other work of the Billy Graham Association is doing, they are vitally important. But the Billy Graham work in the third world is most effective because the third world is still retaining that colonial mentality and so they receive they are willing to receive that kind of message.
当前天我听到罗文牧师这样讲的说中国的 Billy Graham 在哪里，我现在要把他的句子要改一改。
And so when I heard that Reverend Lowe preach about where are the Chinese Billy Grahams, I'd like to change his word a little bit.
我也对西方的对美国的教会讲，对加拿大的教会讲。
And I would like to say to the American churches and the Canadian churches.
美国的罗文在哪里？加拿大的罗文在哪里？没有啊，我们中国有很多不但罗文牧师，而且很多我们在这里在座的有一百多位神的仆人。
Where is the Eddie Lowe in the United States and Canada? And the only Chinese has him.
我觉得神恩待我们华人的教会。
We believe that God has been gracious.
我们知道，在我们华人的教会里面，一直有布道家，有奉信家，这是神的工作。
And in the Chinese history, we have evangelists and Bible teachers.
但是我们也知道，布道的工作、奉信的工作是不够的。
But we know that the evangelism and revival work would not be enough.
今天我们华人的教会最大的需要是神的工作，当然广的工作也应该注意。
The Chinese church today need to work.To be in depth, not just in scope.
我相信今天神对我们华人教会的设计福音的策略方面，最主要的就是有忠心的仆人，那个忠忠心心来牧养神的教会。今天所需要的是牧师，是忠心的神的仆人。
And I believe that God's plan and strategy for the Chinese church today is that we may have faithful servants, a shepherd to shepherd over the flocks.
这些神的仆人在这里很多位，这都是神对我们华人教会很大的恩赐。我感谢赞美主。
And there are many faithful shepherds amongst us, and this is God's greatest gift to the Chinese churches.
让我们更忠心的来教导我们的弟兄姊妹，来帮助我们的羊群，来配备他们 ，equip 他们，让他们能够成为，也成为福音的使者。
May God help us to be more faithful, to equip our people and to encourage our people to carry out the work of the Great Commission.
我们有的时候想到这个福音，传福音的时候，一定要建一个大的球场，找很多很多的人来。当然，这是传福音的方法。
When we think about evangelism, we think about mass evangelism to rent a big auditorium and draw a big crowd. Of course, this is one area of evangelism, one means of evangelism.
但是我相信神，他还有其他的方法。
But I believe God has other means as well.
我们知道呢，有一个福音派的一位，在这个伦敦啊，有一个人，他的名字叫Roy Jones 啊，他反对 Billy Graham 啊，怎么福音派的人居然反对 Billy Graham 呢
？Now there is a great outstanding evangelical in England called Martin Lloyd Jones, and he opposed to Billy Graham. Why is it that an evangelical opposed to another evangelical?
他是在这个 Westminster Chapel。因为在 Westminster Chapel 有一个传统，他们不开布道会。
Because he's the pastor of Westminster Chapel, and Westminster Chapel does not hold evangelistic services.
我们知道有 Campbell Morgan， 现在以后当然就是这个 Martin Lloyd Jones 以后一支，他们就不传福音，他们不传福音，教会不传福音，怎么教会可以不传福音呢？
Now, the most notorious preacher in that Westminster Chapel, of course, is Campbell Morgan, and then now Martin Lloyd Jones. Now, why
is he retired also? And also, he died really, in fact.
Now, in this church, aside from the morning worship, on a Wednesday night they have a Bible study.
And the Friday evening, I'm not sure.
Wednesday or Friday, plus Friday morning. Now, they only teach the Bible, not particularly evangelistic oriented, and yet many, many people became Christians and many conversions as a result of it.
我相信如果我们的教会真正注意神的话，得救的人数一定会增加。这是我们福音的工作。
If we faithfully teach the word of God, we believe that the numbers will be increased, will be added daily to the church.
因为我相信圣灵有奇妙的工作。
Because I believe the work of the Holy Spirit is mysterious and marvelous.
我相信圣灵可以立刻感动人。
And I believe that the Holy Spirit can convict a person immediately.
但是我也相信，我更相信圣灵需要一段时间，需要把神的话一直进到人的心里面，然后把人心改变。这样的信靠神，才有很好。
And I also believe that it takes time for the Holy Spirit to really break the person's heart and enter into his heart and then mold the person. And I believe the result in the long run is much more effective.
因为我相信这是 spiritual dynamism， 是神的那个灵，它有一种很深的工作，它自己在那里动，什么时候什么情形，人就蒙恩得救。
And I believe that this is a spiritual dynamism, and that is will do a far greater and deeper and wider scope of work.
我是很欣赏 这个学员传道会的工作。
And I appreciate the work of the campus school Save
the Christ. 我也很欣赏他们有四大这个属灵的这个定律。
And I also appreciate the four spiritual laws.
我非常欣赏他们有传福音的热忱。
And I also very appreciate the zeal for evangelism.
但是我对这个四大属灵的定律啊，我还是有点问题。
But I still have some problems, some questions about these four laws.
这个是 checks the squares 第一条什么 checks the square 那么就把它勾一勾四个勾完之后你都接受了那就你就得救了这个到底这个救恩是不是这样 instant and 就是是不是这样马上立刻的呢有的时候可能是我不能说完全不是但是很多的时候我看不是
Now is it really that when you go through the four law one by one and when the person say yes I receive and then that person become a Christian I believe sometimes it does but many times I question
我相信神的工作我们的信心不是 mechanical 不是就这几项一项两项三项四项这样够两够那就可以了我们的信心不是 magical 我们的信心不是 mechanical 我们的信心是 spiritual 是不一样的
Our faith, it is not magical, it's not mechanical, but it is spiritual.
有的人呢，他们不讲到的时候就这样讲，特别是布道家，有的时候喜欢这样讲。你的信心好像电灯的开关一样，太灯都亮。
Many evangelists, when they proclaim the gospel, he said, just like a light switch. Now, when you turn it on, and then when you turn it on, the light will come on.
This is mechanical, not spiritual.
But this is mechanical, not spiritual.
你试试看，你说我祷告，这个电门派开之后啊，我马上这个祷告的完全非常的属灵了，我看就没有那么简单。
Now, you try it now. If you just turn on the switch of prayer, and then instantly you will become very spiritual, you try it out and see whether it will work or not.
为圣需用功夫 take time to be holy.我相信圣灵的工作需要我们长久的 persistently and consistently 我们这样来做圣的工作。
We believe that the work of God, the Holy Spirit, it is a slow work, it is a consistent and persistent work, and then we pursue after slowly.
我相信在这一段圣经里面能够看到一些传福音的原则，也可以看到拆传的原则。
And I believe in this passage, we have the principle of preaching the gospel as well as for a principle for missions.
第一，我们一定有坚强的信心 the affirmation of faith. 我们一定有很坚强的信心。
We must have a strong faith, number one.
Affirmation.
Affirmation of strong faith.
第二，我相信如果 what weak affirm must be proclaimed.我们如果我们说相信的我们一定要表达出来正好像圣经说我如此我这样说话我说话因为我如此信就这样说出来
If we truly affirm then we must proclaim
我们一定要见证
And we must witness
我们怎么见证呢
How do we witness
有很多很多在这里面我们都能够看到的
There are many things that we can see here
The
first
subordination 我们不是领导人不是来管人而是真正做仆人
First is subordination. We are not masters, but we are servants.
我想第二是 penetration. 我们不是很扬声喧哗，但是我们深深的我们的见证，我们是光，我们是盐，这个影响力就一直渗透在里面了。那种 penetrating power， 这是福音的工作。
And now, secondly, it is penetration in the sense that we are not just blowing about about the gospel, but it is like light and salt gradually penetrate, but effectively penetrating into different areas of life.
第三是我们做中保的工作。
And the third is mediation.
我们就是要把人带到神的面前。
We bring people to the presence of God.
那么我们就觉得这是神的工作。
We remember that this is God's work.
我们怎么能够帮助人真实得到主的恩典呢
Now, how can we help people to receive the true grace of God?
这是中保的工作。
This is a work of a mediator.
神对以色列人说，你们要做祭司的国度。什么叫做祭司？做祭司就带领人来敬拜神。
Now, when God commanded the Israelites that you ought to be a country of priests, and what does it mean? A priest is to be mediated between God and man.
无怪乎在彼得书信里面，在彼得前书第二章里面就这样说：我们有君尊的祭司。
And no wonder Peter said in First Peter chapter 2 that we are we are a kingdom of priesthood.
所以寇监督昨天晚上他就特别强调，我们做神的工作是多么样的 这种尊贵的样子，哎呀，我心里面非常受感动。我们是君主的祭司，我们什么身份？我们什么职分？我们什么本分？我们什么福分呢？
Our brother Cole last night mentioned about the nobleness of our status as a preacher, as a gospel preacher, and my heart was warm because this is truly our position in Christ.
要做众民的中保。
We have to be the mediator for all people.
我觉得又是讲中文圣经好了，我们中文圣经真是好，因为在别的地方没有放中保，都是放约，其实就是这个意思。我觉得这个意思非常好。
I like
我常常介绍给美国的学生，我说，你看我们中文圣经就是 mediator of all people.
Now down here, the word is used for covenant, but actually the word is mediator, which the Chinese translation is much more superior, and I usually recommend to the students that the Chinese translation in this one is very accurate.
我们要做中保的工作。
We have to do the work of
带到神的面前。
We have to bring people to the presence of God.
怎么能够把人带到神的面前？
How do we bring the people to the presence of God?
我们要做好的门徒。
We have to be good disciples.
我们记得在马太福音书里面不是很清楚的说吗？要叫人家做万民做主的门徒。
In Matthew, we are commanded to bring all people to be disciples of Christ.
那么怎么叫别人来做门徒？
Now, how do we bring people to be disciples?
我们自己不会做门徒，怎么叫别人做门徒？
If we don't know how to be disciples, how can we instruct others to be disciples?
有一个人刚刚信主。
There was a person just became a Christian.
他就要愿意受浸加入教会。
And he was willing to be baptized and join the church.
那么所以慕道班里面呢，所以这个牧师就告诉他说的，你记得除了礼拜天以外呢，你也来参加祷告会。
And then the minister told him now, in the baptismal class now, aside from attending Sunday morning worship, you have to attend the prayer meeting.
那么所以他就跟一位执事谈。他说我很忙啊，你看我是不是礼拜天以外我还要来祷告会呢？
And then this man talked to another deacon. He said, well, I'm a very busy man. If I have to come Sunday morning and also attend prayer meeting.
那执事说你一定要来啊，因为祷告会很重要，你要学祷告。
And the deacon said, you must come to the prayer meeting because prayer meeting is very important for you.
哦，所以结果他也跟别的基督徒讲，别的基督徒也讲，这个祷告会很重要。
And he talked to other Christians that mentioned the same problem, and other Christians that told him the same thing. Prayer meeting is very important.
所以他就祷告会就来了。
And so he came to the prayer meeting.
他来呀，找不到那个执事，那个执事没有来祷告会。
But when he came, he couldn't find the deacon.
很多的人跟他讲祷告会很重要，没有参加祷告会。
But many people said prayer meeting is very important, but they themselves do not attend prayer meeting.
所以他是广东人，他玩我板啊，玩板啊，我想赶紧玩板。
Well,
他说就是叫我上当嘛，那你说很重要，我来了根本没有人嘛，
well,
他们都不来，他们叫我来，他们自己不来。
Well, in the Cantonese, well, they really treated me, you know, and I'm sorry, I can't translate it.
无论如何，各位，我们看到今天要别的人做门徒，我们自己要做门徒。各位，如果我们真正的来做福音的管家，我们来做福音的这样的承受福音的使命，我们要做门徒，让别的人看出来怎么样做门徒，他们才会做门徒，否则不会做。
Now, if we want to be want others to be disciples, we must first of all to be disciples. If we will want to proclaim the gospel, we others to be proclaim the gospel, we must first of all be proclaimer. Otherwise, we cannot do the job.
还有一点，我就讲到 the consummation。是神做成的工作，传福音我们只能传，我们做不成，是神自己的工作。
Consummation. The last one I want to mention is consummation. The work of God is not something that we do, but God consummates His work.
我想这也是差传工作的原则。
And I believe that this is also a principle of missions.
因为我们做差传的工作，我们传福音的工作，差传的工作也需要有这些条件。
And because we believe these are the must in the work of missions,
我们有很坚强的信心的承认。
And we must have a strong affirmation of our faith.
然后我们就要把这信心带出来。
And then we can carry out the faith.
我们做仆人，我们来服侍，我们来医治，我们来帮助别的人。
And we as servants that we serve and we heal and we do other things.
不但有这个 subordination, 而且 mediation, 我们真正做门做中保，做中保是要把人带到神的面前，而且要在别的人面前做好的榜样。
Now we are not only to be do other work, but we also ought to be a mediator to bring people to the presence of God.
是的，我们是外邦人的光， 今天神要把我们福音带出去，不但对我们自己的同胞，而且我们对所有的人，因为神要这样的托付华人的教会。
Sure, we are the light of to the Gentiles. We ought to bring this gospel to all those who know not the gospel.
现在我们就继续的看下去。
We continue to look.
我们不能够全部都看，但是我希望各位看到43章。
We cannot see all, but I'd like to see you to see chapter 43.
各位，你看在第一节43章的第一节、第二节是多么的美，多么的好。
And you see that how beautiful are verses 1 and 2.
他说：“雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位。现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，常提你的名，造你。”提子、造子都是关于这个拣选的意思。你是属我的，你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你趟过江河，水必不漫过你；你从火中行过，也必定不会被烧，而且火焰也不着在你身上，因为我是耶和华你的神。
Down here, the Lord says, "He who created you, O Jacob; He who formed you, O Israel." Now, these two words are.Covenant words. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
各位，你不晓得有没有注意到，刚才我们读到42章的时候，屡次讲我耶和华，我是耶和华。第八节，我是耶和华，这是我的名。42章，现在我们读到43章第三节说，因为我是耶和华你的神。到底耶和华，耶和华，我是，我是，有什么意思呢？
Now down here in chapter 42, verse 8, I am the Lord, and down here I am the Lord, I am the Lord. Now what does it mean by the word Lord, Jehovah or Yahweh?
因为他主要的就是一个 self-identification， 他就是把自己毫无保留的要把它表明出来，他把他自己的心意表达出来，为的就是叫我们真正的能够明白，而且与他保持非常亲密的关系。
Now the gist of the meaning is that the God's unreserved revelation completely revealed to us, so that we may be able to identify with Him and to communicate with Him intimately and to know His will and to do His will.
各位，你记得不记得在出埃及记第二十章
？You remember in Exodus chapter 20.
他说：“我是耶和华。”曾经把你们从埃及的地方、为奴的地方领上、领出来。
I am Jehovah who have brought you out from the land of Egypt into the land of promise.
然后说你不可，你应当怎么样
？And then he said, "You this you cannot do, but this you must do."
很可惜，我们今天在教会里面非常忽略十诫。其实这个十诫是我们很重要的生活的准绳标准。
And unfortunately, that many churches today has neglected the Ten Commandments.
因为啊，我们看到，我们以为这个你不可，你不可，你不能这样，你不能这样，很 negative。特别现在在美国，我们应该注意这个 positive thinking 啊，应该正面的，不要讲反面的。我们教导孩子不要骂他，不要说他，也不要禁止他，让他自由发展。
Now, in
the
in this American culture, we always want to emphasize positive or positive thinking. Now, and yet the Ten Commandments said, "Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not." This is too negative for us.
第一，我先要解释，根据这个 Hebrew literary device 在他们的文体里面了。如果是更着重正面，就用反面来说，用反面来说明正面。
Now, according to the expression in Hebrew, when the word used in negatively, actually is to emphasize the positive.
各位，你记得保罗他在哥林多前书第13章里面讲到爱，爱是不什么不什么不什么。你说这个是 negative 吗？我们都说的很 positive。
Now, when you read Paul's letter to the Corinthians and Corinthians chapter 13, love is not, is not, is not, is not. Do you think that is negative?
所以有的时候啊，我们真是需要神怜悯，我们真是要对圣经那个了解。
And may God help us that truly understand the real meaning of the Bible.
所以有的时候我解释十诫的时候，我就告诉别的人说不要杀人，不是叫你不要去杀人，叫别的人不要杀你啊，这样你的生命才能够得到保障。
And
positive, not negative.
When I when I told the people, I used to teach people, I said, now, don't kill, that not only to inhibit you, not to kill others, but to protect you from being killed.
是的，我们想到在这世界前面有人说律法，哎呀，这个律法是不行。你看看恩典在律法以前，恩典在律法以前。
But now, when you read the Ten Commandments, you see the lot of laws, legality, a legal aspect of it, but in it, or before it, preceded it, is grace.
我是耶和华你的神，把你从埃及救出来，这是恩典还是律法？
And he said, I am Jehovah who have brought you out from Egypt. Is that law or grace?
我相信没有人敢说这是法律吧，大概这是律法吧，这应该都是恩典。
I do not think anyone would dispute that this is grace and not law.
神先说我是，然后说你应该怎么样。他先把他自己先表达出来，然后他把他自己对我们的心意表达出来。你说这是有何等奇妙的恩典。
First of all, he said, I am, but also unreservedly reveal himself, and then he commands you to do, so that means that he exposed totally to you, so that we may communicate
with him. 因此我们要见证神的恩典。
And therefore, we have to witness the grace of God.
我们来看43章的第10节。
And we look at 43, verse 10.
耶和华说，你们是我的见证。各位，你看，新约里面不是耶稣屡次的说，你们是我的见证，我们是他的见证。
Now,
我说拣选的仆人，即使这样，便可以知道，而且顺服我，又明白我就是耶和华。多么奇妙的启示。
Now, you look at the beautiful the language here. You are my witnesses, declare the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed.
在十一节里面怎么说？
What does verse 11 say?
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
And even I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior.
这是第一条诫命。
That is the first commandment.
对我们来讲，这第一条诫命没有什么，反正我信神，神就是一位，不是好了吗？
And actually, sometimes we think very little of the first commandment. Well, as long as I believe in God, isn't that sufficient?
神就是一位，没有问题嘛，还有什么问题？
Well, if I believe that there's only one God, and I believe in Him, then there's no more problem.
雅各说你信神有一位，神是一位啊。连鬼魔都信，如果你单单有这样的信啊，那不是跟鬼魔一样了吗？
Well,
我们应该进一步的相信。
Oh, James said, well, if you say that you believe that there is one God and you believe in God, he said, the devil also believe in God.
所以如果我们单单这样的理智方面的信，那实在太可怜了。
If we only intellectually accept and believe that one God is not sufficient.
所以在第一条的诫命里面，我们需要在生命记第六章第四节开始这样的话。
And if we really want to understand the first commandment, we must go to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4, and it begins this way.
他说耶和华就是唯一的独一的神，之后怎么说？
And now it says, it begins that Jehovah is the only true God.
然后就说你要尽心尽心尽力尽意的要爱神，当然他讲三项，以后在新约里面讲四项，其实都是一样，就是你全心全意的，我们需要全心全意的爱神，有这样的信念才需要有这样的行动。
Then it follows by saying you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul and mind. Now there are only three items mentioned, whereas in the New Testament you have fourth one, but the content, the intent is still the same.
因为你知道这个希伯来人呢，他们没有这个 superiority degree, 不是像英文有 good, better, best, 没有这种说法的。
Now you know that in the Hebrew language there's no superlative, you know, comparative degree. From worse and better and best, you know, and that kind of comparison, we don't have.
那么，所以希伯来人说呢，更好一点，他就是好而又好，就是好了嘛，更好一点了。如果最好的就是好好好，三个好，所以圣哉圣哉圣哉，那就是最圣洁。所以这里面讲三项，就是表明我们最爱神，完全的爱神的意思。
And so that in the Hebrew language it said that well, good is good, and then if it's better, then say more good, and then if even better, then good, good, good. You see, in this repetition, to be emphatic, and that this is the best, and so for this reason, when we say holy, 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 it is it is the highest comparison, the indication of the best.
在这第一条诫命我认为很重要，所以为什么一定要在生命记重复，为什么耶稣基督他要特别强调爱神爱人这两条最大的诫命。
Now the first commandment is very important, that's why it's repeated in Deuteronomy, and the Lord Jesus Christ recaptured it again in the New Testament.
神只有一位。
There is only one God.
除了神以外没有别的神。
And aside from him, there's no other God.
一位。
One God.
我想我们应该明白，因为在这种所谓 inflectional language 这有一种的语文里面，就是普通讲英文什么呢，都是讲多数跟少数。
In our ordinary language, we say singular and plural.
好 ，singular 就是一。
Singular is one.
那么如果 plural 呢？那么多数是从几开始呢？
What is plural? That what number begins plural?
从二开始。
From two.
到几百万万都是多数。
To unlimited number is still.
各位，我们看见这个事实吗？
Can we see the fact here?
意思说我们的信心我们的爱我们的工作就是 singularity 我们就是这么简单就是一个我们只有一个目标我们只有一个方向我们只有一个理想我们只有一个动作就是一个一个一个一个的
Now, so this word single, that means single-mindedness, single purpose, and single objective, and single dedication, and single everything is concentrated without distraction.
是的 ，singularity 就是 simplicity， 意思就是说我们就是很专一的，我们很诚意的啊，我们独一的，就是这样专门来爱我们的神，把我们的神放在第一位 ，the great priority in our life.
Now singularity it is
simplicity.
Simplicity that is in sincerity, in honesty, in devotion. Everything is.One goal directed.
但是今天西方的文化是注重 pluralism, 多元在圣经里面没有地位。
But now our culture is a pluralistic society, emphasize pluralism.
我们知道在现在一般的这个社会的情形都是 permissiveness, 但圣经没有 permissiveness, 就是刚刚出去你要爱神那就不能够爱世界。如果你侍奉马门就不能够侍奉神就是独一的单一的就是要这样专门的专一的在神的面前。
Now this is a permissive society, and we emphasize permissiveness, and therefore we have pluralism, but in the Bible there's no such a thing permissiveness, and only single-mindedness, and therefore you cannot love mammon and love God. You cannot serve the world and serve God at the same time.
圣经里面很绝对的就讲明 either or 叫 either or 不是 both and. 我们不能够两方面都有。今天我们教会弟兄姊妹，今天你我最大的问题是这样也要那样也要都要，就是 complexity. Complexity 怎么样？太复杂就是 bondage. 只有 simplicity 是 freedom.
So in God's logic, it is an either-or proposition. There is no, there's no others. You cannot have both. You have either or, and that's the only way that we can serve God.
我们实在没有时间能够慢慢的看，我一定要转到四十九章。
Now we have no time, but I must turn to chapter 49.
因为我今天一定要准时，因为我们十点半以后有重要的事。
I have to meet the time, so finished by 10:30.
我现在请各位看四十九章第二首仆人之诗。
And I want you to turn to chapter 49, the second song, the second hymn of the servant.
好不好？让我们从第一节读到第四节，用中文用英文来读，我们省一点时间。
We read from verse 1 to verse 4.
有中文的就用中文读，用英文的就英文读，好不好？我们一起来读。
Those who read English, you read English, and the Chinese, we read simultaneously.
众海岛啊。当听我言，远方的众民呐、啊，留心耳听。自我出胎，耶和华就选召我；自出母胎，他就提我的名。他使我的口乳快到，将我藏在手印之下；又使我成为磨亮的剑，将我藏在他剑带之中。对我说：“你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。”我却说：“我劳碌是徒然。”我尽力是虚无虚空，然而我当得的礼必在耶和华那里，我的赏赐必在我神那里。感谢主，我们看到第二首的跟第三首的仆人的诗都是仆人自己的话 I discourse.
Now we thank the Lord, the second and third psalm are a hymn of the servant, is the emphasis is placed on the I, the servant.
他说众海岛啊，这个海岛我刚才没有解释，海岛有两个意思，至少在40章到55章里面。
Listen to me, you islands. Islands has two meanings from 40 to 55 chapter, in chapters 40 to 55.
一个意思就是很遥远的地方。
One meaning is very remote, very far away.
是啊，当我们唱那个宣教拆船的工作这个诗歌的时候，我们就是到远方去，我们真是要到很远的地方去唱福音。
When we talk about missions, we talk about we are going to far away to other lands, that is island.
但是另外一个意思，它指的全地，所有的地方，甚至连海岛都包括在里面，没有一个地方不是我们宣教的工作。
And then another meaning is more broad and inclusive, that is all the world.
他就说，自我出胎，耶和华就选召我。自出母胎，他就提我的名，提主的名，提仆人的名，选召又是这个拣选，这些字都是这个所谓特别讲到约的这个名词用词。
Before I was born, the Lord called me, and my birth has made mention of my name. Now all these words, call, elect, are all covenant words.
有的人就这样说，特别像 John Calvin, 像 Augustine。他曾经这样说，他说在第二首的诗歌是特别注重 predestination, 就是特别注重预定，就是仆人是神所预定的。
Now some people interpret it, like John Calvin and Augustine, that chapter 49 here really means predestination.
当然我们没有时间详细的讲到预定，但至少我们就知道这是神的工作，是神来发动，是神来发起，是神来开始的工作。
Now, we have no time to delve into the subject of predestination, but at least we can see it is God who initiates, it is God who begins, it is God who carries out His work.
正好让我们想到在耶利米蒙召的时候，耶和华对他说，他说你在没有孩子母胎的时候，我已经知道你，我要叫你做列国的先知，列国的先知。
When God called Jeremiah, He told him, "In your mother's womb, I have chosen you to be the prophet of all nations."
我觉得很奇怪，为什么耶利米他说做的工作其实就在犹大嘛？为什么叫他叫列国的先知呢
？Now, when I sometimes I wonder why, because Jeremiah was really of a prophet confined to Judah alone. But why did God say that you are the prophet to all nations?
但是神的仆人。他的工作不会局限在一个很小的地方，他无论所做什么工作，都是对整个的世界有一个很大很大的影响。
But the servant of God, his place is not confined to a locality or a nation, but the purpose of his work is worldwide.
各位，你我今天所做的工作，实在不但在永世里面有价值，如果我们照神的意思来承受福音的使命，就是我们如果我们真正的承受福音的使命，你我们所有的人如果这样做的话，实在我们觉得我们所做的工作是普世性的这个福音的工作。
If we really truly understand the mandate of the Great Commission, so our work would not be a localized work, but it is a work worldwide that we should aim at.
但是我们必须要成为他的工具。
But we ought to be an instrument or tools in his hand.
我们是耶和华的刀，耶和华的剑。
And we are the word of the Lord, and we are the sword of the Lord.
我们要从事福音的处死战，我们要做很激烈的战争。我们不过是工具，神的武器。
And we are to go out to fight the battle of the gospel, and we must be the instrument for Him to fight.
我们知道，在这个宗教改革的时候，有个口号叫做 "The Church Militant"。征战的教会，我想这个意象这个说法应该让弟兄姊妹都知道 The church militant 我们一定要征战，因为神要我们征战。
Now we know that at the time of Reformation there was a slogan that is the church militant, and this ought to be our attitude when we proclaim the church is ought to be militant.
你我都是耶和华元帅所拔出来的刀，有的时候没有拔出来放在箭袋里面了，我们有没有忍耐来等候呢？
Now, we are all captains of God's army, but do we have the sword in our hands?
我们是他的刀剑，是在他的箭袋里面，随时可以拔出来，来做属灵的征战。
We are his sword that is in the shield now, but are we ready to fight?
我们是他的器皿。
We are his instrument.
但是我觉得这个意思好像还是可以再进一步的让我们思想。
But I think that we can still advance a little more in this meaning.
因为我们的器具还不够大。
Because our instrument is not big enough.
我们不但是他的器皿。
We are not only his instrument.
因为器皿要倒空了之后才能充满。
Because a vessel has to be empty in order to be filled.
我们应该成为神的河道。河道。
We ought to be a river for God.
Riverbed.
The riverbed for God.
成为一个河床，那甚至让神这种永生的生命的这个水流流过来的经过我们啊，就成为很大的巨流。我们需要有这样的一种精神，这样的态度。
We ought to be the riverbed for God, so that God's living water can flow ferociously. Toward the world.
我们记得在以西结书第四十七章的时候，当生命的水流流出来的时候，以后就越流越长，越流越远，越流越广，越流越深。
I remember in Ezekiel chapter
47.
Ezekiel 47, that the river, the longer it runs, the more powerful it becomes.
是的，我们需要在神的面前有这样的态度。
We ought to have this kind of attitude before God.
我必须要结束，所以我现在就要结束的话。
Now I must conclude, and now I draw my conclusion.
我实在没有讲完，但是我想明天开始，从四十九章开始，四十九章开始。
So I haven't finished, but I will begin from chapter 49 tomorrow.
但是我们一定要在神的手印之下。
We must be in God's in the shadow of God's hand.
我们一定要在他的箭袋那里。
We must be in the shield.
好像看起来不大重要。
Superficially, we don't think that is very important.
但箭袋是在勇士的腰间。
This shield is in girded in the waist of the soldier.
我们需要被磨亮。
We have to sharpen it and make it shine.
然后我们才能够成为耶和华的利剑。
And then we can become God's sharp. Sharp arrows.
这里面所注重的就是 preparation and preservation. 我们蒙神的保守，我们被神所预备，我们要预备，我们要保守，然后我们准备好了来做神的工作。
So we emphasize preparation and
preservation.
And preservation.
神能够保守我们。
God can preserve us.
有的时候我们放在箭袋里面，我们要忍耐。
When we put the arrows in the bag, we have to be patient.
我们成为被放在那个箭袋里面的箭，我们需要忍耐。
When we are put as arrows put in the bag, we have to be patient to be used by God.
因为神知道什么时候、什么情况之下就会使用我们。
And God has His time. Which time is the best that He could use us?
我们祈祷告。
Shall we bow our head in prayer?
主啊，我们住在这里。主啊，你看我们，你看我们，看我们的软弱，就刚强我们。看我们，看我们的罪孽，你就赦免我们。看我们，看我们的幼稚，你就叫我们能够有深度的长进。看我们，主啊，你看我们，看到我们的一些不够的地方。主啊，你补足给我们。主啊，我们感谢你，因为有的时候我们是被你放在箭袋里面。
是。
但是这不是消极的。
Yes.
不是就是忘记了我们。你要用我们，到了时候，到了一定的计划。哦，主啊，我们必须准备。主啊，我在这里，我们真的在这里，我们还能够为自己保留什么呢？
Yes.
我们只有把自己完完全全的、彻彻底底的。Oh.始终如一的，甚至于破釜沉舟的，把我们自己完全放在你的手里面，我们就成为祝福，就成为福音的传人，就成为福音的使者，就负起福音的使命，来做福音的见证人。你告诉我们，我们就是你的见证。感谢主，我们就这么样的尊贵，我们既然有这么样尊贵的身份，我们有这样莫大的福分，我们就要尽我们的本分跟职分。求圣灵继续在我们心里面做奇妙美善的工作，求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣灵，阿
门。